Okay. We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping.
Hey there, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Katie.
And we are the Glam Queens, coming to you with our second episode, talking about our very first time camping. Not really, though, but our most recent first time camping, I guess you could say, because we camped as kids.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times. But, I mean, I feel like it's different when you're a kid just tagging along with your parents than when you're, like, a full-grown lady who has lady needs going out into the woods. And I just remember when I first went camping with the Eagle Scout, I did not know what to pack. I think I packed about 5 too many outfits than what I actually needed, and I did not bring nearly enough shoes. Surprisingly enough, not enough shoes, because I felt like there was rain, and there was weather to deal with, and I just did not have the shoe equipment going on about that. And it was just kind of a hot mess, and I just had way too...
How many shoes do you think you packed?
Okay, so I packed one pair of shoes. I packed sneakers, because sneakers...
Wait, one pair of shoes. That's not a lot.
No, I didn't pack enough. That's what I'm saying. I didn't pack enough shoes! I'm a glamper, Katie! Oh my God, I need more shoes. I need shoes if it's going to rain. I need shoes if I'm going to get in the water and I'm going to go kayaking.
So
I need shoes if it's going to be... I overpacked clothing and I underpacked shoes. It's a dilemma.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it is. What is your first time camping as a full-grown lady? Human?
So one of my first times camping was actually a first date. With Robert.
That's a pretty saucy date like in a campsite, like
before you say it gets saucy, I'm not gonna lie. It was truly like maybe our third date. So like
you knew he wasn't like a murderer.
I knew
That's a good thing to know before going camping in the woods with somebody that you don't know. Don't do that as a first date, ladies. Don't go camping as a first date. You don't know this man.
It went well. And honestly, like, that's exactly what I thought. Was I was thinking, oh my God, we're going into the backwoods and he might murder me. So I'll be honest.
That didn't happen.
No, disclosure. We're married, so it's fine now. but I will say, like, that was really the first time that I felt like I truly experienced, like, camping and just, like, without my parents, like she was saying, like, just. As a young adult, and honestly, like, part of my, like, hesitation was, okay, what do I wear? Because remember, this was also a date, so I was supposed to look kind of nice, so I was like, ooh.
Which is hard to do camping sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie. I probably looked like a troll the entire time.
Oh, no! But a very cute troll.
I was probably a cute troll.
But you'd be such a cute troll.
Thank you. No, it was true. I was probably like a cute troll moment. But ultimately, like, we went out. We went to Possum Kingdom Lake. If you guys, like, live in Texas, y'all all know it. But essentially, it's like the biggest, like, camping spot in the Texas area, probably.
Is it bigger than Big Bend?
I don't know, actually.
That's
something that I'm going to have to look into.
Hmm.
But I will say, as far as, like, for Dallas peeps, yes, it is.
Pretty big for North Texas.
Pretty big for North Texas. There's a lot of, like, camping. There's a lot of camping sites. There's, like, it's a whole state park. Like, there's this huge, cliff thing that everybody talks about when they go. It's actually, it's really beautiful. And so I was obviously really excited to go because, like, I'm like, ooh, we're going to be sleeping in a tent together. This is going to get a little saucy. But honestly, thank you for the music.
You're welcome.
But honestly, like, it was something where it was like, this was probably, I think it was in the middle of May, which if you're from Texas, you also know that it is sweltering.
Already in May?
In May.
Already.
So it was like, I was sticky. I was hot. This was one of our first, like, times really getting to know each other. And I'm not going to, my true personality probably started to really show where I was just like, please, please, I'm hangry.
The uncute side of your personality.
Yeah, the uncute side.
Oh, no.
Where I was like, oh, please, give me food. Give me water. I'm dying. Where's my central air conditioning? But anyways, no. So it was actually a lot of fun.
That's so much pressure, though, on a third date.
Oh, like, it was.
To be like, I'm outdoorsy and stylish
all at the same time. Oh, I rocked.
That's a lot of pressure.
I rocked, like.
Clearly, he's married you.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But I did totally rock the yoga pants with the, like, I think
yoga
I had a shirt.
Way to go.
It was like a tank top, and
okay,
it was like,
show off
cute.
Those curves.
Yes, yes, I showed it off. And the thing is, though, it was funny. He wore one of those, like, cut-off shirts where, I'm not going to lie, I kind of always thought, like, oh, those is
it a crop top?
No.
Oh, my God, he wore a crop top?
No. It was like, no, it was one of those where it clearly he like cut the sleeves all the way down. It was very frat
boy. You can see like his whole side of his body with the sleeves cut off. Very bro-y.
It was so bro.
And I never knew Robert was a bro.
He is not at all. But he was like, he wore that and like this,
he's
like
trying
little
too hard
red.
For you, I think.
Oh. Definitely, and I'm not gonna lie, it totally worked. It totally worked. It was such a sucker. Oh my God, it worked. But anyways, it was like so much fun, and we just had a great time. It was so like, we cooked outside. We actually did like truly camp. It wasn't even a glamp. It was just a camp because I think at that point I don't even know if we even had an air mattress.
Oh no. Oh no.
Or if we did, it was
speaking
not...
of that, the changes that our men have made, the
oh
places they have gone and the journeys they have taken thanks to us.
Yeah.
But in all reality, really, I do think that they have made some pretty significant, like, adjustments for our sake. I think
enjoy
them themselves, but I don't think if we were around, they would have made those adjustments.
Oh, no.
Air mattress included.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I know for sure Sean would not be sleeping on an air mattress if I was not here. He'd be sleeping on the ground, maybe with a sleeping bag, it would be in question.
Oh, absolutely. No, Robert would definitely be in a solo hammock. No,
all by himself?
Yeah, solo hammock, all by himself. Like,
open air hammock. Like, not even the zip-up kind?
No.
Just, like, up, out for the critters to just come and devour. That kind of hammock?
Definitely that kind of hammock.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Bless them for definitely making these adjustments for us, because I don't know about that. I know one thing that I do really love is Sean has, since I have joined his camping adventures, he has gotten these awesome lanterns that they're not just like the really bright blue kind of obnoxious lanterns. They have this like lovely little flicker to them that like looks like a little candlelight. And I love them because I don't get blinded, first of all, but I also feel like it's super like, it has a lot of ambiance to like the campsite. I could take it to the tent. I feel like, oh, I'm like, I have a little candle lantern like going on. And
oh, well,
this is really nice.
The first time I actually saw it, I genuinely thought, like, oh, they have a real flame lantern. That's pretty fancy.
And it wasn't. It's totally, like, electronic. I don't know. But, like, it's a great lantern.
Battery-powered
lantern. Battery-powered lantern. No flame involved. But it looks like a flame, which is really nice. Because if your eyes have already, like, adjusted to, like, dark, and you turn on those, like, really bright blue... bluish white. I mean, like, bluish, those, like, white lanterns, but they feel like a bluish white lantern. It's like, oh my God, my eyes, and now there's mosquitoes everywhere, and, like, bugs flaming around this light. It's just, like, horrible. I don't know why they make those lanterns that way. Anyway, I'm getting off topic.
So, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today, which I know that this is going to be such a journey, so thank you all for following along, but we wanted to also talk about, like, our first experiences while camping. So, yes, while as adults, we've experienced, like, quite a few things, like, growing up was, like, a whole different story.
Oh, it was a totally different story.
I feel like I ended up, like, half the time, I don't know if you guys know about these or remember these, but, like, when I first went camping, we had these blow-up air mattresses. Speaking of blow-up air mattresses, but they weren't actually blow-up air mattresses. They were more of, like, just, like, the little liners that kind of, like, maybe were probably an inch thick.
That's not enough.
I would be sitting there blowing.
Oh, you had to blow it up yourself? Like, blow, like, into it?
Yes, I had to blow it up.
Oh,
automatically. There was not even a manual pump. This was all me. And I know that sometimes I get full of hot air, but but it was like, it was to the extreme where I'm sitting there for 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Little tiny, like, baby Katie's going to run out of air.
Yeah, like, I almost passed out. Like, and the thing is, like, by the end of the night, I would wake up and I'd be on the ground. There would be no support or anything.
No.
So I remember just, like, I always felt like that was actually camping and never, like, there was no luxury to it at all. It was always just like, oh, by the end of the night, I'm going to be on the dirt with the bugs, probably sleeping with a raccoon. I don't know how that would work out, but it probably wouldn't be a good thing. But that's definitely always how it felt. Like, what about you?
Oh, well, speaking of raccoons, actually, so my family did go camping a lot growing up because, like, we didn't really go on vacations, but we did go camping, and we would go to the Cleburne State Park, if anybody is from Cleburne. Yes, Cleburne. Woo-woo. But, like, we would go to Cleburne State Park all the time, and it was not glamping whatsoever. There were definitely memories of me peeing in a milk jug.
I'm sorry, hold up.
Yes, that is something that we would do. We would pee in a milk jug.
Wait, how did that work out?
It took a lot of aim and focus.
I don't think I could pee in a milk
jug
as an adult.
I don't know how I did it, but I guess my body was smaller. I was a little girl, so, like, I guess it was, easier. I don't know, but it was, I just remember being, slightly mortified, but, like, I really had to go, and I didn't want to go in the open woods, so I was just like, okay, we're gonna do this. It was not fun. And, we would go camping. Those were our vacations. We would be in a milk
jug. That's a vacation.
It was not fun. And okay. We would eat a lot of Tang. Do you know Tang?
Oh, my God. Yes,
Orange
of course
Tang.
I know Tang.
Yeah, we have a lot of Tang. We eat a lot of Spam.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember Vienna sausages?
Oh, yeah. We had lots of Vienna sausages. And then there was this one night, my sister, I have three older sisters. I have a lot of sisters, but I have my Wilhelm women. My sister, who's, like, just right above me, Marie, she and I remember we were in a tent and we were changing into our pajamas, and I was like, I must have been 5 or 6 or something like that. And it was, like, nighttime, and there was a campfire going, and we were changing out of our clothes, which you already feel exposed, right? Because, like, you're changing in a tent, and it's just like, oh my God, I just peed in a milk jug, and I'm changing. And then all of a sudden, we see this giant shadow monster creep up over our tent, and it was the size of our tent. And we started screaming. We were like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die. We're gonna be eaten by this shadow monster. And it turned out that it was a raccoon. That it had smelled the little sausages cooking over our campfire that had been unattended for some reason.
No.
And the little raccoons were helping themselves to dinner. And the shadow from the raccoons flooded onto our tent and scared my sister and I so much. Oh my God, it was so scary. We thought we were going to die. We really did. We thought we were going to die.
Oh my God. Raccoons are just one of those little, like, they're just so cute and
a little mischievous, though. They're a little bit mischievous, though.
Yes, no, they will find any amount of trash on the face of the planet and be like, oh,
they make it work. This?
Here, let me get that.
They will survive.
DIY.
DIY! They are the epitome of DIY. I love it. Oh my gosh. But no, I mean, like, something else that, like, you know, yes, like, I have a fiance, you have a husband, but, like, I did grow up in, like, a single-parent home with my mom, mm-hmm. with three sisters, all ladies, no brothers, like, we really didn't have very many male cousins or, like, mm-hmm. like relatives around, so it was all girls, girl power, and, you know, we do, like, we found a way to make it work, and I think, like, something that we really do want to do is, like, Katie and I, like, most of our camping, I think all of our camping experience as full-grown ladies have been in the accompaniment of our significant others.
That's true.
And something that we have talked about is, like, hey, let's, like, would we feel comfortable going camping just the two of us? Like, are we ready for that? Do we know enough to do that? Do we feel, like, safe doing that?
Can we survive?
Can we survive? Even though, like, we definitely have a car, could drive away at any point in time. But, you know, that aside, we would definitely bring our dogs, though, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I would need my dog.
There's no way I could not.
I would definitely need my dog.
There's no way I could not have Ginger and Scarlet next to me in the middle of the night.
And I don't want to be, like, that person, but, like, there have been times where, like, coyotes have definitely come into our camp, and I literally, like, was clinging to Sean being like, oh my God, you're going to defend me, right? Which is great. But honestly, you and I would love for us to venture out into the woods and try that sometime. So
done.
Maybe for an episode, we'll do that and we'll record our nights out in the woods by ourselves. Because I know that, like, growing up with a single mom and, like, so many empowering women in my family, like, they're just, like, so strong, badass ladies who don't need a man. And, like, I love it so much. And I want to also empower them to, like, go out camping even if they don't, like. And so, like, I don't know. I feel like you and I should take that on. And we should definitely, like, if we're going to call ourselves, like, the glam queens, I feel like we need to be able to, like, glam queen it, girl, without a king. Love our kings. But sometimes they can stay home.
No, I don't know.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm absolutely down. I'm always, again, like I've already said, I'm always up for a challenge.
So
yes, absolutely. Let's do it. Let's bring everybody with us if we can.
So we aren't alone. I don't know. When are we going to be ready for that? Are we ever ready for that?
Oh, absolutely. I think give it like 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
I don't know. Is that too much?
That's putting a date on it. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Is it weird? I'm nervous about that. I don't know why I'm nervous about that. That's what's weird to me. It's like, I feel like I have, I don't know why. Are you nervous about camping?
So the thing, by
yourself?
For me, it's always the scary camp stories. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we're definitely not going to tell ghost stories around the campfire when we're camping with just you and me. That's going to be a no.
Oh, girl. It's going to be you, me, and a bottle of wine, and we're going to sit there and, like, gossip, and it's going to be great.
But no ghost stories.
No ghost stories. Mm-mm. I am terrified. I can't even watch any of the scary movies ever.
Nope.
But I think that that's part of the hesitation in a lot of people, and a lot of fear is like, oh my gosh, are we going to get gobbled up in the middle of the night by bears?
Gobbled up! It makes it sound so nice.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like Hansel and Gretel. Like, you're just going to get
gobbled up like an appetizer.
Oh, yes. But I do think that, like, that's part of the fear and hesitation with a lot of camping is like, okay, can we do this? Are we going to be able to survive? But the thing is, ultimately, yes, we will. We will be able to survive. We are going to make it. So why not? Let's do it. And see how it works.
And, you know, I think that there's a lot of great ways to go about doing it for the first time. And the feminist inside of me is, like, kicking myself because I'm like, oh, without a man. Oh, I'm scared. What the matter with me? I don't know. But we gotta address this ASAP. But in all reality, like, a lot of state parks, they're very well
kept, honestly.
Kept, yeah. And there's a lot of, like, really great staff there who are, like, paying attention, and they're driving around, and you could honestly call them at any point in time. The Rangers, thank you. The Rangers. The Rangers are there, and, like, I mean, I think most of the campsites we've gone to at state parks have had service, and... You know, I think, like, you could definitely call if you needed. We have our car there. There's really no logical reason to be, like, scared. But for some reason, and I don't know if that's because we were taught that as girls. If we were taught, like, oh, it's not safe for you to go out at night by yourself as a young woman. Which is definitely a message. And I think it has a lot of validation. But I also think there's a lot of just messaging out there that maybe isn't quite necessary to that extent with where we live. I'm sure there are a lot of places where that is relative. But I almost wonder if how much of that is fear and how much of that is reality.
So how about what we do is we go on a glamping trip. Obviously, we can't do camping. Jeez, I can't even say it right now.
We've had wine at this point.
I was hoping
we have definitely finished a bottle of rosé at this point, so if we're sounding a little bit funny, that's
rosé
why.
All day. I was hoping that wouldn't come up. Let's go camping.
Okay.
I'm sorry, glamping.
Thank you for the specification.
Let's go glamp. Let's, like, put a date to it. Maybe, like, say in 4 weeks. And then in 4 weeks or so, I don't know. I have no idea if that's
like, we're going to try it.
But we'll try it, and then we'll bring you guys along for the experience, and...
I love this.
But tell us what you guys think. Like, what... If y'all, like, find
will
something...
Will we get gobbled up? Yes or no?
Yes, actually, place a bet on it.
What is your guess? Will we get gobbled up? Now, I do have a question for you. Because one of the places that we do go camping is out at Bee Mountain. Near the Brazos. And it is not a state park. It is not... There are no rangers. There is, like, one very sweet man who keeps the property. Bless his heart. I don't know if he's there all the time. It's basically the boonies. I do not get service out there. Sometimes it rains to the extent that you cannot drive out. And there are a lot of woods. And there is...
We've gotten stuck before.
Yeah, and I mean, in all reality, because we are in quarantine, most likely that's where we're going to go. Do you think, is that still, like, I don't know, what do you think about that? Because everything we just said about, like, don't be nervous, like, we're about to go into we're probably most likely going to be camping in a place where we don't get service, there are no rangers to call on, and we maybe may not be able to drive out.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it! Oh, I said our first F word on the podcast. Are we explicit now?
Maybe.
That's exciting that we just got the explicit rating.
Well, I don't know if we're explicit yet, but guess what?
We can make it happen.
Yeah, we can make it happen.
Challenge accepted.
So our next podcast, JK.
Oh, no.
Hopefully, I'm just kidding, but at some point I know we're definitely going to talk about shitting in the woods.
Oh, yes.
And probably at some point,
you just use
sex on air mattresses.
No, but we are explicit, Katie.
No. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. For all of the kids out there.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope you know how cool you are.
Sex on an air mattress sounds challenging.
We can't go into this yet.
I'm just going to say, it sounds like a challenge, as does shitting in the woods, but we will cover that in a later episode. Anyways, cheers to Glamp Queens.
Yes.
And to all our queens out there who have joined us around the campfire tonight to... Join us for a nice little rosé or whatever you are drinking. But we will hope to catch you in the next episode.
Yes. So please come join us, roast some marshmallows, get a little cozy, and let's do it.